Welcome to Beauty and the Gi, the BJJ podcast about jujitsu, life, on and off the mat. I was so close.
It's all of those things. No, I think that's perfect. I think we're going with that for the intro.
Okay, that's it. I'm AJ Klingerman, a Brazilian jujitsu purple belt obsessed with all things jujitsu.
And I'm Jen Eads, a white belt, curious and full of questions about all things jujitsu. And what are we talking about in this episode? I feel like this is a good one.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, okay. Well, I feel like they're all good ones.
Sure. We may be biased.
Right.
Or awesome. It's one of those two.
humble too. Very humble.
Right.
We enjoy our company. It's fine. We're talking about self-worth not being tied to your performance. What do you think when you hear that?
I think I might have been guilty of that a time or two.
Who hasn't?
Right.
Who hasn't? But how does that affect you in, let's start with jujitsu.
Okay.
And let's start with performance just on the mat, just like in training.
Okay. It impacts me when that little voice inside my head, Joe Pesci, starts questioning, what are you doing? What are you thinking? Why aren't you getting any better? You suck. Why do you even go to class?
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah. Okay. And then what about like at a tournament? Because now you've competed 3 times.
Right.
And had very different results. Right.
Yes.
I mean, it's true. Right.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, even like looking at the last 2 tournaments, where you won gold at one.
Yes.
And then you
did not win.
A rough match. Yeah, exactly. At the ego. So, how does that affect your self-worth?
It was really, so I got a big lesson at the ego because, you know, I lost and Starkey and I went over because Starkey's who beat me because that's just, that's our relationship right now.
Well, and to be fair, Starkey did now just get her blue belt.
Yes.
So a few weeks ago.
But so congratulations.
Yes. Congratulations again. But she was not a blue belt, obviously, when you guys fought in the tournament.
Yeah.
But she's still really good.
Yeah.
She's very close already.
Yeah. But I go back and I watch that tape and I'm like, I did some things better than, you know, a year ago.
Right.
I sure couldn't have done that.
Right.
So I hung in there for a while.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're always disappointed a little bit.
Yeah.
So Andy, Starkey and I go over to get our medals and Andy's like, oh, you do the podcast. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
And like, it didn't matter that nobody was like, oh, well, you suck. You lost. So you have no business doing a podcast now.
Right. Right.
I mean, that was not tied to the outcome.
Yeah.
Even though in my head, it feels very tied.
Yep.
But in the real world, nobody cares.
Nobody cares. Yeah. Right. Nobody really cares. And he actually messaged me like probably the Monday afterwards and was like, thank you so much for letting me help with the tournament. Honestly, the highlight of my day was being able to give Jen Eads her sword. He was like, it was so cool to get to meet her. And I was like, oh, he's a fan. Like, that's so awesome.
Yeah. And he was so nice. And it was, I wasn't super excited, but then I met him.
Yeah.
And then I was kind of back to being super excited. So yeah. Thank you, Andy, for kind of pulling me out of that funk.
Yep.
Right. Yeah.
So then flip side of that, winning. So when you won gold, how did that affect your self-worth?
It felt really good.
See, that's part of the problem to me. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. I was like listening to Lizzo on the way home and like having a dance party in the car.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. So it's hard to not let it affect your self-worth either from a positive or negative aspect, right?
Yeah.
I don't even know, you know, like what I think is the best answer for that. But, you know, so we'll talk about when I won Worlds, it didn't feel, I didn't talk about it at all. Like I was like, okay, I did it. Yeah, cool. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Like move on.
Right.
I didn't feel like I just had this major accomplishment. I didn't feel like, oh, I'm a world champion. You know, like it was like, okay, I got to sign up for the Open. Like,
right.
So, I mean, it's tough because you do want to celebrate your victories for sure. But it can't really affect your self-worth either because if you allow the wins to affect your self-worth, you can't help but let the losses affect it.
Well, and then, you know, I went back to class the following week and that celebration was done real quick.
Oh, right.
Right. Oh, hello, blue belts.
Yes. And here I am getting my butt beat again.
Yeah, back to where we normally are.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how it is. Like, it's just, it's part of it. I want you to celebrate the victories for sure, but I want you to celebrate the victories in the losses too. Mm-hmm. Like you said, going back and watching that film and being able to say, I did this. Like, that's pretty good. Like, I was able to do this, which I never have done before, especially not in a tournament. Like, just the mm-hmm. little things. I've always hated the statement, you either win or you learn.
Uh-huh.
Because I feel like if you can't learn from a win, then, you know, what's the point? I mean, really, like, that's a big part of why we do jujitsu, mm-hmm. is to learn, right? It's like always, always continual education.
Oh my gosh. And like just real time feedback.
Real time feedback. But you should be able to learn from everything, win or lose, and celebrate the victories and all of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's funny because even in that tournament when I did win, I was shocked. I think I probably, you know, like how Taylor Swift always has that look of surprise when she wins an award. I feel like I kind of had that Taylor Swift look. I'm like,
me?
What just happened here? This is never, I don't know what this feels like.
I recently got to promote a little girl in one of my kids' classes, and she got her gray white belt. So first belt. And we call her up and she's like, I don't understand. Like, for me, like, I'm getting a new belt. Like, it's the same thing, right? Like, what? just shock.
Mm-hmm. I know that feeling.
That's funny.
But it was fun to go back and watch that tape of that because I actually executed on something that we'd worked on in class that week. Yeah. And I was like, oh, it works. Mm-hmm. Like, it really works.
Yeah.
And when you see it outside of just drilling in class, like you can actually execute something, whether there would have been a medal or anything, the fact that I actually executed that and stuck to my game plan was totally, that was the bigger win for me.
Right. So let's see, it was Masters Worlds probably 4 years ago, I think. And I had a game plan. I executed the game plan perfectly. Everything I wanted from the start until I thought she was unconscious and she wasn't. And then she ended up taking my back and choking me. But before that part, what I wanted for my game plan, I nailed. And mm-hmm. Even though I got choked pretty much unconscious and lost, I was so proud of myself.
Yeah.
Because I did go out and do exactly my game plan. Mm-hmm. It just didn't 100% work out.
Right. And it doesn't always. Right.
Exactly. But, you know, I think too, like if you're willing to take away the self-worth aspect from competition, it takes away a lot of the anxiety of competing.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like if you don't feel that pressure, and this is, I would say, something I definitely struggle with. My husband is amazing. Mm-hmm. He's such a good instructor. And, you know, he's won some good stuff. Like, so if I go out there and I don't perform well, I feel like I'm not doing a good job representing him.
Oh yeah.
If I don't perform well, I feel like I've let my girls down, mm-hmm. you know, like, so a lot of my anxiety comes from that.
Yeah.
But what I find is when I come back to class to teach on Monday, no one really cares.
No.
I got out there and competed, right?
Right.
I don't remember who it was. Somebody I know recently got second place at a tournament. It was just her and another girl. And she posted, you know, that she got second. She's like, still beating all you lazy people on the couch. And I was like, that is exactly right.
Yeah.
And that's what I tell people too, like when they get with, you know, a consolation medal mm-hmm. or whatever, when they just get a medal for basically showing up.
Right.
Like they lost all their matches, but they still got a medal.
Yeah.
You know, they still beat everyone that didn't show up.
Yeah.
And I always say all the easy matches stayed home. Like that's mm-hmm. all the easy matches, they're home. The people that are there that you're competing against are the people that trained for that and are, you know,
right
for competition. So I just find that in the end, it doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
So long as you know, like it mattered that I got out there.
Right.
It mattered that you got out there, that you tried, and that's the only part that matters from the self-worth aspect.
Exactly. I have to shout out Andrea because she coached me.
Yeah.
In the last tournament.
She did such a good job.
She did.
She did.
Yeah. So I felt very lucky to have her there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So shout out Andrea.
Nice job. There was, I think, I don't remember what match it was, but Andrea was coaching one girl and Christine was coaching another. And, you know, from the beginning, I've joked that both of those girls are my daughters. So I was like, oh, my daughters are coaching against each other. But yeah, it was good to see Andrea really step up at that ego and start coaching more. Mm-hmm. So it was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it goes back to, you know, like a small tournament like that, like it's a village to run the whole tournament. The coaches are reffing and competing themselves and, you know, all of that. So it's really nice to have other teammates step up and help each other.
Right. Yeah. I love our team.
I do too.
So I actually had this happen in real life too, off the mat. So I don't normally have bad days at work. I pretty much have systems in place and things run relatively smoothly. But first thing in the morning, and I got an email from a client. She's like, hey, where are my episodes? And I was like, let me look. Let me see what's going on. And I found that because an email had the same subject line, they'd gotten buried. So I missed them. Oh. And I was like, oh, but I don't make mistakes like that. But that doesn't happen to me. And I could feel that whole, why do I run my own company and I'm worthless and I should just stop right now? But then that spiral. And then it kind of shifted back to that. Oh, it's been a while, but I've screwed stuff up before and I know how to make it right. And I know how to, going back to that game plan, I was like, how do we keep this from happening in the future?
Right.
And so rather than just freak out and, you know, just quit my business and stay in bed the rest of my life, I was like, okay, well, let me go fix what happened first. Let's start there. And then send an email with, hey, moving forward, maybe if we do it this way, this will prevent this from happening. So it's like, fixed it, got a game plan, and back on track. But I feel like because of all of the jiu-jitsu, I was in a much better place mentally to kind of deal with it and take a deep breath. And you feel that weight mentally, but at least I'm not getting smashed and choked. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the upshot.
Going back to the ego a few months ago. So it was a rough ego for me. So I'm not competing, right? I run the event. We had a lot going on leading up until the ego. And like a week before the ego, they call us and they're like, we actually have to move your location. You can't have it where you always have your tournament. We're thinking, you know, a couple other buildings, basically in the same parking lot, but they had actually scheduled 3 different events at the high school.
Oh my.
And they were expecting 8,000 people there.
Wow.
And so a little stressful.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm like, okay, it's going to be all right. We're going to do this. We had pretty small registration. We had about 150 competitors, which for us is pretty small.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just all these. Then they tell us, you know, like we actually have to park like a million miles away. It's just one thing after another. And it just felt like all week the hits kept coming.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom called Thursday before the tournament and she's like, how are you holding up? are you going to get, you know, like what's going on? Blah, blah, blah. And I just said, I mean, on Sunday, it'll be over.
Yeah.
Like it was just this, like, I mean, we're going to do it. It's going to go the best it can. And on Sunday, it's going to be over and we're going to move on. So it kind of just made that kind of stress go away. And that's the same thing with like a tournament. Like if you're competing, instead of being real nervous about it, just be like, you know what? On Monday, I'll be back to training again. And, you know, whether I do amazing and win and don't have a point scored on me or I lose in the first 7 seconds, like it doesn't matter. You know, it's we live to train another day. And so it doesn't have to have your self-worth wrapped up in it.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I think if we keep that in mind, it will help with our anxiety. Like, don't put pressure on yourself. No one else is putting pressure on you.
Yeah.
Like, no one else is like, you have to win this. We don't like that girl. You have to go beat her up. Like, nobody's doing that, right? They're just like, you know, go out, have fun, do your best. Just go do jujitsu. All the hard work is done in the 6 weeks leading up to it. Just
oh, that is
go
so true.
Do jujitsu.
Yeah. Well, and I think that goes back to work too. With the work that I do, it's not rocket science or brain science. It is not life or death. It is podcasts.
Yeah.
And stuff happens. I mean, that is just life.
Yep.
But not tying my entire self-worth to anything.
Yep. Shake it off and step up.
Exactly.
Yeah. Very good. So with that, what would you say our on the mat tip is?
Don't start to go down that downward spiral, which we've actually done an episode on. I think it was episode 6.
Yep.
So I will link to that in the show notes. But that's one I feel like I just need to go back and listen to on repeat.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite episodes. And even from a person that doesn't do jujitsu, I'm like, it's a really good one. It's a good one to really think about not letting that spiral happen.
And it's fast, at least for me. Mm-hmm. Like
once you have that moment, and I see it in you in class sometimes, right? Where that moment where like everything's going well, and then you're like, oh, and I'm like, oh, there it goes. That was the start of the spiral.
Yeah, you can
see just it. In a huff, right? But that's what it is, right? That's the start of it. So
yeah,
just, you know, shake it off and step up.
What about off the mat?
Off the mat is, okay, so whether you win or lose in a tournament or, you know, like in business, whatever that looks like, at most I give myself 24 hours to either celebrate the win or mourn the loss.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want people to come to me 2 weeks later, still really upset that they got armbarred in the tournament. I don't care. You're fine. Are you injured? No. Okay, then let's move on.
Right.
It doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah.
We're gonna help you keep your elbows in tighter. We're going to help you learn defenses. We're gonna solve the problem.
Yes.
But I don't care that you lost. So you have 24 hours. You can, you know, eat crinkle fries or ice cream or whatever it is to mourn the loss or celebrate the win. Mm-hmm. And I think too,
I like crinkle fries and ice cream work for celebration as well.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Either way. And I think that's why too, you know, we've talked on some previous episodes about me kind of not saying that I'm a world champion purple belt. Mm-hmm. And it just feels like it's partially because I'm done celebrating that. I've moved on. I actually did a really bad job celebrating it to begin with, but it just doesn't feel like a part of where I am right now. So, Brisser, that's why I dropped it.
Is it time for the call to action?
I think so.
I don't know if you've heard, but we now have a YouTube channel.
Welcome to YouTube.
Yeah. In addition to the podcast that will be on our YouTube channel, which is Beauty and the Gi Podcast, we're also going to do some video.
Yes.
And AJ's got all sorts of things up her sleeves for video for the YouTube channel. And once we get to 1,000 subscribers, we can start doing even more awesome stuff. So subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. And hang out with us on Instagram, because that seems to be where we have the most fun.
Yeah, I think that's where the most people like get in contact with us too.
Yeah, send us a message, introduce yourself if we haven't actually met you in person or on the interwebs already. Just drop us a DM and say, hey.
Yeah, absolutely.
Send us questions. Do any of that stuff. Tell us what a favorite episode was or where you train and all that stuff. Because this is... it's a community.
It is. And it takes a village, right? Like we really need you to help us build the podcast.
Yeah. So. And the community.
The community. Yeah. We appreciate you very much.
And we will see you on the mat.